This is John Batchelor speaking with the author, Erica Nesvold. This is John Batchelor speaking with Erica Nesvold, the astronomer and author of a new book, Off Earth, Ethical Questions and Quandaries for Living in Outer Space. I asked if the first human being born on Mars is a Martian. Erica was very generous in her response, thinking through what's ahead of us as we move into outer space, Earth orbit, the Moon, Mars, and beyond. Here's Erica.
Well, that's an interesting question. You'd have to ask the philosophers that. I don't consider myself a philosopher. I consider myself an astronomer who dabbles in philosophy. I think that we can get into arguments long into the future as people live and evolve in space. We can start having arguments about evolution and whether there's a difference between Martian humans and terrestrial humans. But for me, as someone who's more interested in the ethics of the problem, I think the important thing is for us to always remember that doesn't matter where you were born or what you look like, you're still a person. So the personhood of everyone involved in this process is the priority for me.
I was attracted to your response to Alexander Witsy of the Nature magazine about reproductive rights in space. I think that's a rich topic, and we're going to get there, Erica.
It really is. It's farther in the future than a lot of the other topics I talk about, but it's really fascinating because we don't know whether we can have children, healthy children in space. And we also don't really know how to even figure that out in an ethical way, because when it happens, eventually it'll be experimentation on a pregnant person and a fetus. And that's generally frowned upon by bioethicists.
This is John Batchelor.